I was at a bachelor party recently, and if I'm being honest, I didn't really want to go. This is Chris Johnson, and I better explain myself before I get too deep, because the person whose party it was listens to the fucking podcast, and I'm inviting to the wedding next month, and I still want to go to the fucking wedding. I'm looking forward to it. But here's why I didn't want to go to the bachelor party. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. If I'm going to go to something, I need to know, like, what the fuck is happening, where are we going, what's the parking situation like, I'm going to be able to get in, get out, how the fuck I'm going to manage this. I gotta like, figure all this shit out, like, in my head. I got a fucking message about the bachelor party, like, a few weeks before the bachelor party, that just said, like, look, it's on the fucking 14th. I was like, yeah, I'll fucking be there. And then on, like, the 13th, I'm like, motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck is going on tomorrow. Like, where the fuck is this thing? So I had to fucking text the Beam Machine. I'm like, yo, son, what's going on with this goddamn party? And I got a text back, and it was like, we're going to be at the cigar place, then we're going to the baseball game, and then we're going to hit fucking bars afterwards. And then, you know, I was like, and I looked at it, I was like, all right. And then at least I kind of calmed down a little bit. Like, at least I know what the fuck is happening. But then I started reading the texting. I'm like, the cigar place. I don't know what the fuck that is. I have no idea what the fucking cigar place is. I'm sure the cigar place isn't the name of an actual place. But I don't smoke cigars. I don't give a fuck about cigars. So I just made the determination right there. You know what? I'm not going to the fucking cigar place. I'll meet you at the fucking baseball game. And once I knew that the baseball game was like a thing, I know how to get into the baseball game. I know how to get out of the baseball game. I know where to park at the baseball game. I got my own fucking lot. You got your own lot? Like, if you go to the city, or you have to go someplace, especially if it's, like, public parking, you got your own, like, place. Like, this is my lot. I go to this fucking lot. I know how to get to this lot from the throughway. I know how to get from this lot to the throughway. I know the cost is $7, which is kind of shitty. Like, I don't really want to pay for fucking parking, but it's better than 10, 15, or 20 like some of these other fucking lots. And it's not in a goddamn parking garage. I don't have to fucking weave in and out of the fucking maze. And let me fucking digress for a second here. Fucking parking lots, city fucking parking lots, this is the biggest fucking scam on fucking planet Earth. Some fucking asshole buys a plot of land in the fucking city and just charges people to fucking park there, and he's some kind of big fucking entrepreneur? That's fucking horseshit. I'm not saying it would be any better if the fucking city owned it, because those motherfuckers would be charging you too. I just think it's all a fucking crock of shit. It's a huge fucking scam. I can fucking go fucking anywhere and park for fucking free. If I go to the goddamn city, I have to fucking pay to park. And this is fucking any city. Suck my balls. You want to know why people don't go to your fucking city? It's because people gotta pay to go to your fucking city. Eh, we'll just use public transportation. Do you see any fucking monorails around here? It's fucking Buffalo, goddammit. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. Anyway, so I go to the goddamn game. I see everybody. Beam Machine's dad's there. And Beam Machine's dad's a good fucking time. Old Big Beams. He's a good fucking time. He's got this sweet Virginia accent. I've talked about him on a podcast before. He sounds kind of like this. What's going on, fella? He sounds like Jon Stewart's old impression of George W. Bush. This guy's interesting to me because he will talk to fucking anybody at any time. Doesn't give a shit. We went to a bar afterwards. Actually, we went to a bunch of bars afterwards. I mean, we left the game early and we're like bouncing from bar to bar. I don't really understand this activity, but people do it. I was just along for the fucking ride, okay? I go where the fucking thrills are. Is this where the fucking crew is going? Fine. We're gonna fucking eat here? Fine. So we're at this bar, and I don't really know exactly where we are. And, you know, it's like a stereotypical, like, small hole-in-the-wall style bar. You walk in, it's kind of like a fucking narrow room, it's like a tunnel, and you got a long fucking bar, and you got some, like, tables and shit, and I don't even know how many dudes there were there, like, maybe 8, 9, 10 dudes, I don't know, but we all fucking, like, lined up along the goddamn bar, we ordered some fucking food, and I will say, the food was fucking phenomenal. For some reason, I think that bar food gets a bad rap. I think bar food's fucking awesome, because it's all, like, greasy shit, it's like fucking, you know, wings, and fucking grilled sandwiches, and they had these, like, pizza logs that were wrapped in bacon and barbecue. It was just fucking unbelievable, dude. It was just fucking unbelievable. I'd go there again if it wasn't a fucking bar, because I'm not really a bar guy. At one point, I fucking look over, and there's a young woman talking to Big Beams. This is a bachelor party. I know who the fuck this is. She wasn't part of the crew. She didn't know any of us. And I said to Beam Machine and his brother-in-law, I was like, fellas, why don't you take a look at the bar down there? Like, I see Big Beams kind of deep in a conversation with this woman. Like, is this a random encounter? Or does he actually, like, know this woman? Because they were having the type of conversation where they seemed like they knew each other. They're looking at each other. You know, they're laughing. Every now and then they're touching arms. You know what I'm talking about? You know, the female touching the arm, like, ha, ha, ha. And reach out, touch the arm. You know that kind of shit. What is this? Brother-in-law, the fucking Ticketmaster, is like, a 100% fucking random encounter. What? I've never, like, had that type of conversation with somebody that I just fucking met. If I see somebody I just fucking met, I don't give a fuck about them. I don't want to know what their name is. I don't care about their day. I don't care about their fucking job. This motherfucker got her fucking occupation, knew where she was living, knew where she was fucking from. He got all that in, like, fucking 2 minutes. Before I even realized what the fuck was going on, all this shit was already, like, done. She's from Connecticut. She's a fucking surgeon. And he fucking, like, invited her to the dinner. I don't know if he told his wife. I don't know if Mrs. Beams found out about that. But he fucking asked her out, I guess. I don't know what the rationale for that was. I couldn't take my eyes off it. I fucking, like, backed away from the bar, finished eating my wings. I backed away from the bar and I just watched the show. How the fuck is this happening? Can somebody explain to me how the fuck that happens? Bee Machine was all like fucked up. He's like, he shouldn't be fucking talking to her. I'm wondering if I'll see the surgeon at the wedding. You know what's interesting too on the website? Like if you RSVP'd? Because it doesn't really say like Chris Johnson plus one. It just says like Chris Johnson, you're invited to the wedding. And then you go onto the wedding website and there's like a drop down menu of like all these people. I could have like a whole fucking harem with me apparently. I don't know who's taking advantage of that, but apparently it's pick your own fucking plus. I don't know, that was a fucking thing. I thought it was like, listen, Chris Johnson's not with anybody. He can take one person, that's it. But apparently I can take more than one person. Maybe I should take advantage of that, I don't know. But I've already RSVP'd, so I'm locked in. We're locked in, goddammit. We're locked in to the current RSVP. I'll be back, Sundays and Wednesdays. After the wedding, I'll let you know if Big Beams took the surgeon or his wife to the wedding. I don't know, we'll find out. I'll have to get an update. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. You can follow me on Twitter if you want. That's the Johnson Hates You. I'll be in my Facebook timeline posting those videos there. If you want to see like other videos of Chris Johnson, you can. And photos too. That is an Instagram. That is a maybe 5 minutes.